Usually I would sing my song when starting this podcast, but it's not morning time and I don't have lyrics for it, but I do have intro music. So let's run it. Is this the power walk, baby, not a pity parade? Truth on my tongue and the petty never fades. Systems may shake, but my voice gon' stand. I walk with God. Well, hello, my good people. Welcome to the Power Walk. You know what time it is. And I'm currently on the treadmill doing my thing, and I was working hard. Let me slow this down a bit because I need to talk to y'all for a minute. Amazon Web Services is currently facing an outage. Of course, that changed my whole workflow for today. And the question that I had with that is, with our technology infrastructure being so fragile, are we truly setting ourselves up for success? Because there are really rich data brokers that are out here that have made tools that we now rely on. And if it doesn't work, what do we do? When TikTok experienced the temporary ban, there was reports of people calling the police because TikTok didn't work. It ain't funny. It's real. Yeah. It's a lot. Okay. So for those of you that have missed more than 10 allegations last week, when I tell you the news was so hot, the things was going on left and right, I couldn't do it. I needed rest. And I'm glad for those individuals that respected that and was like, I understand. You do a lot. Thank you. And there's so much I had to update y'all on. So a part of more than 10 allegations, I've been traveling to Oklahoma because I wanted to see how this superintendent has been operating over there. And I reported that he submitted his resignation on Fox News. Well, now the ethics committee is investigating him, which I didn't think was going to happen because he's no longer an elected official. So interesting, but he might actually be held accountable. That's wild. Only because he's been pushing the organization that he is now the executive director of during his 10 years as superintendent. And the folks got receipts and they're demanding accountability. Well, gotta do it. So I'm really intrigued to see how that all works out. And you got this individual. And while some people made all these think pieces of, I know his character and X, Y, and Z, well, maybe they've seen a different side than what I've seen. Okay. Now, I haven't been in Tampa long, but I was in Tampa long enough to know that that individual has issues and I have issues with that individual. And I will completely stand firm and say, I don't like him and he don't have to like me. He said he don't like me because I speak truth to power. And sometimes that compromises your image and what you want people to portray you as. Ciao. 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 Like, if you're not in my Patreon and you inbox me about something, it was on red because it was a lot of messages, right? But my thoughts and commentary and updates and all of that is going to be in Patreon. One, I'm not fighting with these algorithms. Two, some things that I say just need to be behind a paywall. That's a firm boundary that I have moving forward. And that's what I'm going to do. Parents, I'm seeing all these headlines across the state and the nation. Well, you got children bringing knives and guns and making threats at the school, facing charges. In Volusia County, they had the boy plaster all on YouTube in different internet spaces as he was getting arrested. The boy, 11 years old, plastered all on the internet. The internet never forgets. That's not going nowhere. That's wild. So I'm asking you parents to please be intentional with what your children have access to. Please be mindful of the content that they are consuming, the people who they look up to and who they're following, and most importantly, what they're actually doing and communicating to other people. What I don't understand, okay, is your child getting some conflict with somebody, and then you want to be all rah-rah at the school about what's happening to your child, and then you didn't go get the receipts to see what your child doing. Huh? It's one of those examples of selective outrage and participation. And again, we got lawmakers that's like, I'm a champion for phone safety. I'm a champion to make sure that our children are safe online. And meanwhile,
okay.
When I tell you politics of 2026 gonna really turn up, I told you in the last episode, my word, I'm telling you again, it's getting spicy. And speaking of Sally Harris,
really?
Sis, really?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say that for more than 10 allegations. That's wild. That's wild. Okay.
You got people running for mayor.
Y'all funny. Y'all are so funny.
When I tell you, I moved out the city, I moved out the state, moved out the country, and I'm out the way. I swear to you, I'm out the way. And it be certain people that like to pull me in. Please keep me out. Keep me out. I'm an outsider, y'all. I want no parts. Don't want no parts. I'm just here to advocate for children so that they could be safe online. Because let me tell you how the technology space is an open playground for so much predatory behavior. Okay? I just dealt with this organization where they changed officers. And one of the officers felt like they didn't need to change over information and had a two-party verification on, would not release it. And the organization cannot get access to their files because a member has gone rogue. Do you know how many times that happens? Do you know how many times you'll have a transition in an organization and there is no type of digital audit, digital accountability, or even clean digital hygiene? So it's just stuff just going from here to here to here. Nobody has any knowledge of who has access to what until something happens. And usually when something happens, it's way too late. Then we get a specialist to tackle the matter. Hi, specialists aren't cheap. There was a business that was locked out of their Instagram account. They was locked out their Instagram account for almost a year. They got me on the case. They got their account back in a week. Okay? I'm tooting my own horn, right? But there are so many businesses that have a Facebook, a Instagram, a LinkedIn, a Google Workspace, insert platform name here, and don't even fully have access to it. They don't even know what's going on. And then in some cases, they pay for it and still don't have access to it. And that's wild. So my mission in life is to save the web, and that is with our children and these adults. Let me tell you. Your grandmas and your grandpas and even some of your aunties and uncles go on the internet, click on anything, they'll get a virus, and they'll compromise their stuff. Or they save all of their passwords in a browser, and then someone remotes access it to their computer. Now they have access to all their passwords, in which some of the passwords are the exact same. You got the same password as your bank, as your email. How? If you don't know, that's a risk, y'all. That's risky. You know how many passwords are compromised each day? I'm going to put this resource here, okay? Have I been pawned? You put your email address in, and they'll tell you how many times your email address was flagged in a data breach. Now, it's not going to catch all of them, but it's going to catch the top ones that you need to be aware of. I've done it. I've had my partner do it. And I've advocated for other people that I do work for, that I do business with, for them to do it too. Because you need to know what your email address is associated with. Okay? And see for yourself. Go get the receipt yourself. Also, this digital audit. So I'm preparing for this workshop. I can't wait for y'all to join me because I'm going to be talking about the importance of conducting a digital audit. What does that even mean? And how you can protect yourself as we are wrapping up the end of this year, which is wild to say. This is October. We're at the end of October and December is going to be right around the corner. Don't be bringing them old 2025 passwords into 2026. Don't be bringing them passwords from 2022 to 2026. Okay? Change them passwords. I talked about this on Morning Teen Allegations in my latest episode, and I'm telling you too, for the power walk. Change your passwords. Have better digital hygiene. Because in some cases, y'all stink. Your digital hygiene stink. I'm just here to help. Okay? Whoo, child. It's so much that's going on. Every time that I go to the news, it's always something. Always something. And it's really sad because the last thing that I heard that was traumatizing and traumatic was that folks probably won't be getting their SNAP benefits in the month of November and December because of the federal government being shut down and the employees that are actively not getting paid. And then on top of that, you have the orange man that says that they're not going to even get back pay, that some people ain't entitled to it. And who we should blame is the Democrats. Sir. What? For the folks that intentionally voted for Donald Trump, I just want to know why. Can we have a real deal conversation about this? And you know what? I said this in one of my posts, and I'm going to say it again. We consistently talk about voting, but we also are failing to mention the money behind it. So when we see how much the Republicans are bringing in fundraising, and we compare that to what the Democrats are bringing in fundraising, and we see that the powerful organizations and the 1% is sponsoring this way of how we should live and who should have what freedoms and whatnot. These folks are fighting about left and right, and we still ain't looking up here at the top, the 1%. I said this before. I don't know which podcast, but I'm here to tell you again because I'm tired. Another update. I am telling you that I've had to rebuild my life and move into a new city, then moving out of the state, and then move into a different country, truly exposed and illuminated who my village was, which is why my ebook, Doing a Village Audit, is so important, because there are key questions that I had to ask in this reflection. When a person reach out to me, do I have anxiety? Because it's always something. Is there reciprocity? Is what I'm giving, am I receiving too? And not saying that you do something to get something in return. But if you're constantly pouring and they're not pouring into you, that's a relationship that doesn't have reciprocity. A taker's gonna always take. And there were people that I loved, that I cared about, that I prayed for, that I prayed with. Church mouse quiet. I ain't heard nothing. If I don't say nothing, they don't say nothing. So I stopped. Once I stopped, it stopped. So no, but I also will tell you, God is good. That even in that, God will remove people from your life and also bring people in your life that will show you how loved and appreciated you are. Glory. But I tell you, I am so thankful for what I've been through. I am so thankful for the people in my village. God, I am so grateful that in the midst of it, that I got key people that I can call, that I know love me, that pour into me and provide reciprocity, and that are praying for me, not preying on me. And as I've said in one of my previous episodes, there's a difference between praying with an E and with an A. My. I just have so much gratitude. I do. And I'm glowing. I am happy. I'm thankful. I am blessed. And in the midst of it all, I'm just here to encourage you to keep going. I saw a post of me that I posted 11 years ago. I had on my Young Black Entrepreneur shirt that I designed and created. I'm going to post a picture here so you can see it if you didn't see it already. I set up my studio in the garage and I took my picture. And this was the picture that I used to start my first website. And here I am, years later, making a global impact, impacting businesses, and not just small businesses. I'm talking about global impact, y'all. I'm serving on boards. I have leadership positions. I have all these credentials. I have letters behind my name, and I'm popping my shit. That's what I'm doing. And you should too. So I made this episode a little bit longer because it's been some time. And to be very transparent, I haven't been walking like I should be. So this is me documenting, holding myself accountable in that. Because I tell you, I've been knee deep in work. I got several websites that are launching this month, y'all. And I'm out here grinding. I'm doing it. And I'm thankful and grateful. But I also got to balance the taking time for me and moving my body. I feel happier when I do it. And I'm challenging you to be intentional with you moving your body and experiencing joy. So I hope that you have an amazing week. I hope that you have an amazing day. And I look forward to the next time that I record the Power Walk. Also, for those of you that are not in my Patreon, why not? You could join for less than $2. And guess what? The price is changing on Friday. I have finally set up tiers for folks to support, and the tiers give you different levels of access. And I finally created that with intention because there's so much work that needs to be done. And I'm looking for my team of snitches. When I tell you MSGA made snitching great again, mark my words, it's all going to come full circle. And then I got something important to tell you. MSGA is a record label too. So check out my newest single, Snitching for Jesus, everywhere that you stream your music. Continue to be blessed out here. I'm sending you so much love, light, and peace. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Power Walk, and I'm encouraging you to accomplish your goals. I'm rooting for you. You can do it. Make this week powerful. Until next time. Peace.